Hello and welcome back to Podcast 7. We are so excited that you are joining us again this week. So our topic this week is a new favorite way to get your kids on board with healthy eating and with family mealtime. And I've been spending a lot of time with kids and mostly teens lately, and I've been talking with them about healthy eating, and I have so much to share with you over the next couple of weeks. But you know, the single biggest barrier to parents, to us, in trying to make these positive behavioral changes to our family is our kids. So when our kids are on board, there is no longer a barrier to healthy eating, or that barrier is minimized, and then healthy eating just begins to happen, and it starts to happen more quickly and with less effort. So I've been spending a lot of time with teens and elementary students trying to find out how do we lower and eliminate those barriers. And then as I get that information, I can't wait to share it with you. So today's topic is a topic that has been on my mind for quite some time as I've been talking with parents and also talking with kids. And this week, two things happened that were aha moments for me. So the first, I actually had a friend share a video with me on Facebook. And the video just, it was so perfect. The video actually came, it was produced by a company called Master Foods. They are out of Australia and New Zealand. And the theme was Make Dinner Time Matter. And it was a very short clip, but it was so very emotional. And in fact, I've now watched it a couple of times. And every time I watch it, it brings a tear to my eye. And it also made me realize that maybe this isn't as hard as we're making it out to be. So what happened in this video, they brought in groups of parents. So they brought in a series of parents, they sat them down in front of the camera, and they asked each of them, if you could have dinner with anyone, living or dead, who would you choose? So the parents start to have this engaged discussion back and forth, and they're having a tough time figuring it out if it's just one person. So one mom says Marilyn Monroe, one said Justin Bieber, one dad said Jimi Hendrix, and another one said Nelson Mandela. If I get one dinner with somebody, I want it to be somebody who's had an impact on the world. So it has all this discussion, and then it pauses, and then it shows their children on camera. So they brought their children on camera, and they said the same thing. If you could have dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be? And you won't believe what the kids said. The first siblings came on camera and said, probably our whole family, our whole extended family. And then another little boy came on and said, mom and dad. And then another little boy said, does it have to be a celebrity? Could it be our family? And the parents were crying. And they had this moment. And they said, you know, the kids just want to be with us. They see us above everything else. And it just blew their mind, and it was such a touching video. So that was one thing that happened this week, and I'll be sure to share that video in the Healthy Kids Facebook page so that you can see it too. It is a wonderful video to share with others in the family. Now, I also have a friend who is also a member of Healthy Kids Inc., and her son is in second grade. And he's had a really tough time eating vegetables. And this has been going on for a couple of years. And they've tried numerous different ways and techniques to get him on board with trying new vegetables. And recently, they introduced family mealtime. And they made it a priority. They made it a priority that they were all home by a certain time so that they could all work on dinner together. And their son has loved it. And she was very candid and admitted. She said, you know what? I have to admit, dinner time has not historically taken place at the dinner table. She said it would generally take place around the TV, you know, wherever we might just be at that time. So she said one of the biggest things that they've done is they've actually taken dinner back to the dinner table. So that was step one in the process. Step two in the process, they have really worked to get him involved in the cooking process. And he has actually taken on the role of chef in the house. And he now serves them dinner. He helps them come up with a meal plan each week, helps them cook it. And then when dinner is ready to be served, they sit down at the table. He serves them the dinner. And she jokes about it. You know, he's in second grade, and she jokes that he likes to even be called the chef. And so it's I loved hearing this story. And I was with her actually on Wednesday and Thursday of this past week. And on Thursday, she was sick, and she really, you know, she didn't want to cook that night. And so his dad asked him, he said, you know what, let's just go get a pizza. And the son said, absolutely not. We are cooking dinner tonight. How awesome is that when you have your child who says, nope, mom and dad, we are not eating out tonight. We are cooking at home. And so they did it. And so they ended up making a homemade pizza, which was fantastic. And it's just a great story of how powerful the dinner time can be. And he wants that experience with his parents. And so that was step two. And she said, you know, step three is now they're going to start to work on introducing more vegetables and making those dinners a little bit healthier, because she admitted that those dinners aren't as healthy as she would like. But that's okay. This is a gradual step and process in the journey. But now he is excited about dinner, and now dinner time is an experience for him. And then as for them, they are staying really strict about their evening schedule. You know, we were traveling with them this week. We were actually traveling 3 hours away, then 3 hours back. And we all strategized. We strategized to make sure that we were on the road in time for them to get home for family dinner. And she's planning her meetings accordingly so that she doesn't miss that precious time, because she knows how important that is. And that's what this comes down to. Dinner time is about conversation, and it's about connecting. And when we establish that routine, we then begin to shape habits that will last for a lifetime and that your kids will want to do well beyond when they become an adult. And that just can't happen in the backseat of a car. You know, there was a video that hit, I think it hit Facebook a year or so ago, and it was a video about the harmful effects of fast food and what it does to our children. And I remember that video. I remember the mom, you know, getting the fast food bag from the drive-thru window and passing it to the back seat when the child was at a really young age. And then it shows yet again the same, you know, getting the bag of food, passing it to the back seat. And the child continues to get older and older and continues to gain more and more weight. And it was very heartfelt, just very touching. But it showed the same type of thing. It just, we can't have those conversations when we're just passing the bag to the back seat. And so I know that that's really tough, because sometimes we just have to do what we have to do, but it just goes to show how important that time is around the table. And I know a lot of families struggle with dinner time. You know, again, eating around the TV or having the electronics. So I'm going to share with you 4 small changes that can be made at dinner time that will change your child's perspective about food and that dinner time experience. So the very first one is, and this is something that we've been doing for a little while now, about a year or two, but it is to eat on your nicest plates. And I know that that sounds so silly, but I think that it's really important that we teach our kids to respect and appreciate the foods that they eat. So think about it. If you are presenting food on a paper plate to a child or on your traditional dishes to a child, which one sends the better message that we respect and appreciate the foods that we eat? I just think that sometimes those paper plates and styrofoam, it's so nice and convenient, but it downplays the importance of the food. So for at least one meal of every day, we are using our best dishes to serve that meal. So usually for us, it's breakfast or it's lunch. Now, your best dishes can be anything. It might just be the regular dishes that you have, which are perfect. It might be that you have this special fiesta ware that you've been collecting, or maybe it's that wedding china that you've never used or you only use once or twice a year. Pull that out. Why are we saving those dishes for 1 or 2 times a year or for never? Let's use it. And it teaches our kids to really value that dinner time experience. So the second thing is, let your kids do the cooking beyond just making cookies. Because let's face it, I think we all can agree that our kids all know how to make cookies and brownies, but are we really involving them in the true process of making dinner? And yes, they are going to create huge messes, and yes, it might take a lot longer in the kitchen. And if you're concerned about them using a knife, be sure to check out our knife skills series, and that's where you and they can learn the basics of knives. And the great thing about this process is when they are a part of making it, well, then you have a chance to really over-exaggerate at the table how amazing it is and what they've cooked and how delicious it is. And I love that for a couple of reasons. One, you know, it's a great way to show them empathy. So for example, I think we all have been there when we make a dinner, we serve it to our kids, and they all say, ooh, that looks disgusting, mom, or ooh, that's gross, what is this? And you know, we all think of food as love. So when somebody doesn't like what we've made, we tend to take it personal. I mean, it hurts my feelings when they say it. So I can flip it then with them and say, okay, now you've had a chance to make it. Now, what if you plated it and shared it with us and we said, ew, that's disgusting. Well, how would that make you feel? So it's a great way to show them some empathy and to show them how important it is to use their manners and to appreciate what somebody else cooks for you. So the third one is watching our stress levels around the dinner table. Not only is stress very noticeable with our kids, but it also impacts the food and the way the food is metabolized inside of our body. So if we are distracted, if we are stressed or upset, then the foods that we eat will be metabolized differently. And I heard this recently from Deepak Chopra, and he said, "You can give the best food to a stressful person and they'll make poison out of it in their body." Wow, how powerful is that? And I had that happen recently. Oddly enough, it was just this past week. I was getting ready for lunch. It was around that lunchtime, so I knew I was ready to eat. And something really stressful happened. I can't even remember the stressful event, but whatever it was, it really bothered me emotionally. But yet I knew it was time to eat. And so I ended up eating, but the entire time my stomach burned. And so I know as a result of that, that whatever I ate, there was no nutrients even absorbed as a result of that because I was eating while I was really stressful. And that also comes into play when if we are stressed while we're cooking. So if we are stressed while we're cooking, it's also going to show our kids that, you know, healthy eating could be stressful. I mean, everything that we do, they're feeding off of that. So if we're showing that stress while we're eating or while we're preparing the food, then they're going to feed off of that and they're going to have some different thoughts about healthy eating and that it's really a lot of work and a lot of hassle. And the fourth one is to show gratitude. When you begin to show gratitude for the food in front of you, then the kids begin to realize the power of food on their body and they start to see all of the great benefits that food has, that food is their energy, that food is the love. And when they start to see that, then their whole perception starts to change. So if we can get kids when they sit down to really show some gratitude and appreciation for the food in front of them, what a difference that it makes on their perception of food. So those are the four different tips, the four small changes that can really impact your dinner. Eat on the nicest plates that you have. Eat on any type of dish, but maybe forego the paper plates, at least for one night or two a week. Let your kids do the cooking beyond just making those cookies. Let them be a part of the process. Watching our stress levels around the dinner table and also showing gratitude for our foods. You know, it all comes down to one simple point. Our kids want to feel loved, and the dinner table is an amazing place to create that love and to build that connection. And through this process of mealtime, we are also able to get them on board with healthy eating. So if you're struggling to get your kids on board with mealtime, consider making them the new resident chef of your home. You know, we see that and we hear that with other families in the community that, you know, they actually have their kids go through the meal planner and they have them create the meal plan for the week. So now you can take it a step farther and make them the resident chef in your home. It's working for this family and it's a great thing that you can emulate in your own home too. And if you're struggling to just find time for family dinner, well, stay tuned because we're going to be covering that too. So we have so much more to share with you, so much more content. Thank you for being here. We hope that you enjoyed it. Have a great week. We will talk to you real soon.